this is a guessing engine. I'm a CS3 Mac.
The ladies in the office with the certificates and the name tags are still up there, they don't know. But, you know, nothing would take place without all of these behind the scenes help. So, again, this is our third annual summit. And it's really so much more than scalability and diversity. It's about CS education. I want to give a huge thanks to our presenters, and this is the list of the presenters. They volunteered their time and their expertise to share information with you today. And I want to give a huge thanks to our facilitators of the breakout sessions, also volunteers who facilitated the breakout sessions, and hopefully you gave as much input to them and to everybody in the room as they gave to you. And most of all, I want to thank our planning committee, whose names you saw in the beginning, but without these people, this wouldn't be, because the agenda, the people presenting at this this particular event, they are here because of the people on that list. So really a big thanks to our planning committee. And thanks to you and the rest of you that aren't here. You know, it's like the end, I don't know how many of you teach, how many of faculty in college? It's like the end of the semester, right? The beginning of the semester, you have 100 students in your class, and then like midway through, you have like 80%, and then 60%, and then by the end of the semester, you're like, oh, there's 30 of you here. But anyway, and thanks to all of you for coming to this event, and some of you, how many have been here all 3 years? I know, Mary has a few, yeah. So you've seen it grow, right? The first year we had like 30 people here, if that. And then last year we had 62 people. This year we had 141 registrants, and the boys out there counted, and we had like 100 here. Ooh. So that's like a huge increase in participation. It would be great if that continued to grow and the diversity continued, because we had a very diverse population this year. As Chu told you, showed you that one slide, industry, 4 year, 2 year, everything is here this year. So that was really helpful. So I'm going to steal from Pat. When Pat did this morning with you about talking to somebody next to you, I just want you to talk to somebody next to you, but give them one random thought about today's event. Okay. One random thought, the first thing that comes into your mind about today's event. They give you like 30 seconds to do that. Time starts now.
I love it. This is my first
She's gonna get that cohort.
What's his name? Wants me to talk about Codesters. I brought that up.
Well,
you were at. It's the one where Lisa came in.
Something you hadn't heard before.
The second breakout.
Unless you're a member of
the second breakout, we did. I was talking. We had a lot of military teachers. So he asked me what's going to be doing on Codesters next week. Okay. So I literally just got off the email. I've been emailing the CEO of the company. I'm like, can I do this? He's like, yes, please. He's like, do you want t-shirts to give out?
Rutgers students were quite impressed with Rutgers students. Yes, we are too. And a number of them were leaders in our sessions today. And they chose to volunteer to do that. And it might be a little intimidating for them in some situations. But in our case, they were very, very active. And
from high school teachers' perspective, I think sometimes might be more effective for the college students than for the high school students than the professional students.
Okay, so another outreach we could go to is college to high school rather than professionals to high school as an outreach initiative for us.
Yeah, I thought there was a theme across several breakout sessions about going younger and younger and younger. That seemed to be like...
Yes, younger and younger, yes. Well, I'll tell you, we did not globally advertise this event. We could have had more K-12 teachers for sure. We advertised through our local groups. We did not advertise to, there was just whoever happens to be members of our local group. got the message, but not everybody did. We didn't advertise to, we didn't invite high school students. We didn't invite the global undergraduate students. We had them here at Rutgers. They knew what we were doing because some of them were helping us out. We had a few from Keene, I think, and I don't know who else, but so we could expand the invitation quite a bit and get more diversity as far as the students go, as far as the K-12 teachers go. We probably didn't have many K-8 teachers here, I don't think. We had a few, but I don't think we had many. Any other random thoughts? Okay, I have a lot of random thoughts.
Great job.
The sessions today. If you are a facilitator or a leader of a session, please, please, please put the links to your slides there so people could just click that link and get your slides. Put all the resources you have, list them on your particular Google Sheets. The most important link I'm giving you today is that first one, the Summit link, because that has all the links on it. Right?
Go out in the circle and go to Freeling Noise, and that'll take you to Hose Lane.
For each session,
I'll go to River Road. Well, I'm going, but that's because I'm going to go be the gyro.
Okay, you go.
You don't want to go there.
You know, it's a Google form. How many people teach how to do Google forms or do Google forms, right? So it's one of these, well, if you answer this way, you get those questions. And if you answer this way, you get those questions, right? So for that entire session, for the entire summit evaluation, we do ask for your comments and your suggestions to make next year's summit, if there happens to be a next year's summit, better and more useful to you. What sessions would you like to see? What sessions would you like to see repeated? So that all helps us in planning what we do the next year. It's like a springboard again. What you say to us really matters, and we listen to it. Just like when your students give you evaluations, you read them and you actually act upon them. I can email you the link, yes. I'll just email everybody who registered the link. Right, and there are people that did email me that they couldn't make it, but they would like very much to know what happened, and this is a way they could find out, because I did look at some of them, and some people, you know, have lots of notes there and information that happened in your sessions, and that's greatly appreciated. If you are a K-12 teacher, we have certificates up here, certificates of attendance. If you want a certificate and it's not up there, you can just give your name to the gentleman who handled the recitation, Jonathan and Tejas, who are the two people out at this registration desk running all over the place doing everything. They will pick on your name and make sure you have a certificate. If you have any comments or any suggestions or anything you want to rant and rave about, you can email me. That's my email address, except the Rutgers should be a lowercase r. That's correction for you. And that whole Rutgers, that should be capitalized. And please remember, as you leave here, no River Road, right? So if you are going to 287, you came from 287 on River Road, unless you want to go to the Greek Festival. If you want to go to the Greek Festival, go to River Road. But if you're going, if you want to get on 287, you want to really get on, as long as you avoid that one block, you should be okay. So you want to take the circle run to Freelinghausen Road to Hose Street, and then you can actually turn left on Hose and right on River Road. That should be okay. It avoids that main block. Or if you're going south, if you want to go south on 18 to get out of here, just go three quarters of the way around the circle and go towards Route 18 south. So you're going to go, if you go out, I went out noon yesterday and I sat in traffic there, and that's not even dinner time. So it's Friday night, Friday afternoon, so people, it might be very crowded. Daryl, would you like to?
I just want to say thanks to everybody. This was just an awesome day.
I just had so many great conversations with people, and I hope that each of you had good conversations too. This is a community that we need to keep working together, keep communicating together, and to have that common vision. So, hopefully we're going to get an action plan for the state of New Jersey, and we can work towards that. But join the CSTA NJ Google group. That's where we share all of the information. And I think the only other thing is that we'll have a meeting.
Right, so before he says, for those of you who are not familiar with CSTA, that's Computer Science Teachers Association. And we do have three chapters in New Jersey. And there are groups, it's Computer Science Teachers Association, but they are open to anyone who has an interest in CS education. And most of those, and they're nationwide. We have like 70 some odd chapters nationwide. But our goal is to improve CS education, and there are meetings every so often for each one of the three New Jersey chapters. And Lee is president of the North Jersey chapter, and so he is holding a meeting.
Yes. I'm not going to call the meeting.
So he is, are you going to take names? Or?
Yes, I am. I'm going to make it. I'll say a few words.
Okay,
yes.
So
if you could just say,
you want to say a few words, and then what's
yeah,
the
I can. Yeah, so for many of you know, traditionally what we've been doing is three or four times a year in the evening for maybe 2 to 3 sessions. At least in northern New Jersey, I think what we found is that there's just very few people who will consistently go to maybe an evening meeting for this type of activity. And really, you know, our chapter needs to be about creating a community, a professional learning community among people. So this year, I'm based on some feedback I've gotten, I'm going to see about having meetings probably around like 12:30, maybe at least 4 meetings on a weekday where you would be given much notice, and it would be more similar to what goes on with the New Jersey Computer Science AP Consortium, for any of you who are involved with that. It would be probably not pertaining to AP Computer Science, so it will, you know, be a lot of what's going on today. But I'm hopeful that we can actually, at least in the north, actually develop a community, which we really haven't. We just had a handful of people willing to, you know, go to events like these. And I can't speak for the central chapter because they're like right. I mean, their leadership is like right in transition right now. But I will be working with whom I think is going to be their president. I have I know her well and have a good relationship with her. So more information will be coming, but I'm actually pretty excited about trying this. And I think there's some evidence that this could be successful and is going to get be helpful to everybody who actually wants to work together and have professional development with colleagues at high school.
Get the North Jersey chapter up and running again.
Yes.
Let me just add 2 things to that, if we could. Is number one is, as we are going to add a lot more computer science teachers in New Jersey who do not have experience in computer science, we are going to need to be the support network for them. And a great way to do that is through the Computer Science Teacher Association in New Jersey. So if it may not be the reason either if you're getting involved so that you learn stuff, but that you can teach other people stuff and you can support and mentor and so forth. So that's that. And that also goes through building CS and NJ and CS4NJ and all of that. So that's number one. Number two is we are in need of some leadership people. We need some more people. The 6 or 8 of us who have been doing this for a number of years are getting tired. And we're spread a little thin. We need some people to step up and say, hey, I'll be the secretary of a chapter. I will be, and that just means, you know, sending out some emails. It's not necessarily a whole lot of time if you're just doing that. We need somebody right now, the person who was doing our website, we need some help with some websites. We need some help with some social media, you know, things like that. So if we all took a little piece of it, it'd be a whole lot easier. Mr. Chair.
Yeah, and if you would like to just leave your name right up here so that I can make sure that you're invited to join the Google group, or be the first to hear from me, or the new CSDA president, whomever that is, yes.
Just a note, you know, also being from North Jersey, the traffic is awful.
Exactly.
So perhaps virtual meetings would be very useful in gathering people and actually put people together every so often.
Yeah.
But especially at noon, you know, a virtual meeting would be great, jump in and do it.
Yeah.
And then we have the software and the tools for all of us to do that without any expense.
Yes.
What's the timetable for having computer science taught at all the high schools?
So it's the law says 2018-19, which is next year. That law was written in 2014, and it just took that long to get through legislation. So it's going to really be up to the implementation by the Department of Education. So we can't fully expect everybody to implement that by next year. I would say within 2 years, though, that would be an expectation. Because that's really up to the Department of Education.
I guess my thought was a big rallying point for CSDA would be to hold some in-service workshops in preparation for that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We need help. I mean, we're all
time.
Yeah, but I think that's a great idea. So I'm going to ask Fran to do one more thing. Is when she shares those links, I'm going to ask her also to share the link to the CSTA Google group so that anybody wants to join it. That's where we share all of our information across the state about legislation, professional development, and other things.
Or if you have a particularly strong interest, you can leave your name right here.
And if you're
afraid that you'll miss the email from, you know, from Fran.
If you have a particular request, just put it in the evaluation form after you get the email. I will send emails out tomorrow.
Yes, and I'd love to get input. The problem has been no input. So, you know, I don't like to arbitrarily make decisions, but if I'm not getting any feedback, then I, you know, have to make some decisions.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.